Now it is our time to talk with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Oakland A's fans have yet another bone to pick with team owner John Fisher. This after he wrote a farewell letter thanking fans for their loyalty and saying that he was genuinely sorry that his team didn't achieve its goal of staying in Oakland. All right, Phil, fans have been calling the letter patronizing, disrespectful. And we were just kind of wondering, and because you got a memory that like nobody else here in the Bay Area, did the Raiders and Warriors get this much negative hate for leaving town, or do the A's fans have a special level of a disagreement with Fisher and the way he handled the team?
Well, the answer is yes, no, maybe, and let's boil it down to this. John Fisher is just not as a very attractive target. I mean, he's dull, he's cheap, he has been aloof, he has distanced himself from the fans, he doesn't talk with the media, he's been a distant owner, and his decision to move the team to Las Vegas is really getting a reaction from fans and sports writers around. But no, I don't recall when the Yorks decided to move the San Francisco 49ers to Santa Clara. I don't recall people wanting to burn them in effigy. And when the Warriors moved out of San Francisco across the bay to the Chase Center, that was met with silence. And Mark Davis, there was resentment when he moved the Raiders to Las Vegas. But you have to remember that they, at the same time, the city was really trying to give him a lot of what he wanted to stay in Oakland. And, you know, if you take a look at this and you take it back when a guy by the name of Elihu Harris was mayor of Oakland and the Raiders returned to Oakland from Los Angeles, remember that big deal, they built something called Mount Davis, which was a row of, you know, nosebleed seats that blocked the view of the East Bay Hills from the Oakland Coliseum and turned what had been a semi-attractive ballpark into just a giant cement mixer. And I think that was the start of the exit of the Oakland A's. Not only did they have to live with Mount Davidson, but they had to constantly play second fiddle to the Raiders on everything from concessions cuts to parking and other amenities because the Oakland Raider fans were so demanding that the team come back and the city and the county bent over backwards to make that deal happen at the expense of the A's.
Does John Fisher, does he deserve all the hate?
I think he deserves about half of it. He could spend the other half spreading it around to a series of mayors in Oakland that have said both yes and but never no and maybe to the team. You have to remember, the team first tried to move to Fremont to stay in the area after meeting a roadblock about getting any city help in financing the plan. Fremont didn't work out. Then there was talk of going to move them to San Jose, but Oakland didn't want the team to leave, so they asked Major League Baseball to force them to stay. They did. And this just kept going on and on. And the last one was they told the A's, pick any site you want, and we'll make the ballpark happen. They picked Laney College, and the first thing out of Oakland's mouth was, nope, that's not going to work. And then they went on to this Howard Terminal debacle. By the end of it, it came down to this. Las Vegas and the city and state of Nevada offered them $670 million to move and build there, and Oakland didn't. And that's what it came down to. And John Fisher, yeah, put a dollar sign on his head and brand him for life. But that's what this part of the business is. Baseball is a business, and so is sports.
Well, thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again with Margie and Eric at 7:50 tomorrow morning.